This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning in West Bengal today for the ongoing assembly elections. He will address a public meeting at Dumdum, followed by another rally at Barulpur. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee will hold a campaign in Bhavanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee, General Secretary of the Trinamool Congress, will hold election meetings and roadshows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Parganas today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah has said people of Bengal broke all records in the first phase of assembly polls and voted with enthusiasm for change. Addressing a press conference in Kolkata a short while ago, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that BJP will get more than 110 out of 152 seats that went to polls in the first phase of Bengal elections. He thanked the Election Commission security forces for ensuring free and fair polls. The BJP leader said TMC's exit is imminent, adding that BJP is going to form the government with absolute majority in Bengal. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after voting ends. They can be removed only at the designated data collection and receiving centre in the presence of the assistant returning officer. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth-level officer can leave the polling station until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. Meanwhile, a trial run of webcasting for the second phase of polling will begin at 10 a.m. today. The exercise will be conducted in three shifts. The government has disbursed over 7,981 crore rupees to more than 75 lakh scheduled caste students in 2025-26 to support their education and empowerment. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said the government is committed to ensuring inclusive development and social justice for all sections of society through targeted interventions and welfare initiatives. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has been inducted into the International Hall of Fame of the U.S. Army War College today. Mr. Dwivedi became the third person to receive this honor after General V.K. Singh and General Bikram Singh. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj is observing the National Panchayati Raj Day today. The day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. The main event will be held in New Delhi. The ministry said in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. The Met Department also predicted heatwave conditions over Bihar, Kerala, Mahe, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh. According to IMD, hot and humid weather is expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. Similar conditions are expected over Andhra Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks at the White House last night. Trump hosted Israel's ambassador to Washington, Yekiel Leiter, and Lebanese ambassador to the U.S., Nada Mouawad, in the Oval Office for a second round of U.S.-facilitated talks. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 1% lower in forenoon trade today. The Sensex plunged 911 points to 76,753, while the Nifty lost 255 points to 23,918 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.